Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Tuesday, August the 4th, 2020, entitled Hi-Ho Silver, Away, written by Sandra Thompson of Parry Sound, Ontario, Canada, and based on 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 in the New International Version 2011 edition. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? I hobbled along, sore of foot, determined to make it around the block in good time. Just past the bend, I came upon a most bewildering sight. Stopping and startled, I tried to make sense of what was happening in front of me. A tall, older fellow with shocking hair pranced on the spot at the side of the road. I edged a little closer. He began making soft, strange sounds similar to the lonely call of a loon. It was when he started leaping from side to side that I saw something else. The poor old gentleman was tethered to a telephone pole with a meter-long rope. Numerous scenarios raced through my mind as I scrambled to understand just what I was looking at. As I reached for my phone to get help, a little girl came running from the side of a house. Without fear, she ran up to him, and he stopped galloping. She called out with hand outstretched, "Here, horsey, want some grass?" As I passed them, both smiling, I asked, "Horsey, may I take a picture?" Horsey whinnied and shook his mane of silver a definite no. I walked on, laughing quietly to myself, truly amazed at this show of family love and creativity in difficult times. As I turned back for one last look, Horsey had been untied. He galloped away down the side of the house, and the little girl followed in high glee. As I turned the corner, I heard, "I'm free! I'm free!" followed by a high-pitched, joyous whinny. Grandpa had found a way to show his love. He chose to honor and respect his little granddaughter while sacrificing a good bit of his dignity. He went beyond his feelings to see her side of things, what she needed, and what gave her joy. Can we not do the same for those around us? 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 to 23 read, "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you showed us the way of self-sacrifice. We want to love others and put them first as you modeled and taught. We ask your blessing on all those frontline workers who are leaving their homes and loved ones each day to keep others safe. Strengthen us all, we pray. Amen.